all of the seven habits. And those habits are basic principles going to operate regardless. I would say just increase it. If it's only 10%, get it to 15. If it's 2%, get it to 4. Make some improvement. Then when they begin to see the pragmatic fruits, it will become the most convincing evidence that they need to stay with it. I know it's totally changed my life. Absolutely. I just cannot spend time in things that other people can do, that other people can do better than me, and in things that will not really make a difference. You almost have to be converted through your own experience to the power of it. It keeps your life balanced. Otherwise, most time management deals with prioritization. But the concept of balance is a whole different dimension. That's why I really believe that the Quadrant 2 way of thinking and doing is the fourth generation in the field of time management.
As Stephen has illustrated, one result of developing and living by a mission statement is empowerment. This is a term that is used in many contexts, but what exactly is empowerment? Stephen now uses an example from his own life to get at the essence of the meaning of this word. He learned from this experience that empowerment is built on trust.
If you don't trust people, if they're not trustworthy, and if you yourself are not trustworthy, then empowerment is just artificial. It's a shadow, it's language, it's platitudes, but there's no real substance to it. What you do is you control people, you don't empower them. Well, I was kind of raised to some degree in this, what I call, kind control approach. It's kind of a benevolent autocracy. It's kind, you're good to people, see? I was raised somewhat in that, in my business career and so forth, and